we're going to start this morning with Kerry County Council's monthly meeting on Monday. And a motion that went in from Fianna Fáil Councillor Anne O'Sullivan that Kerry County Council request the Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Jim O'Callaghan, to review the terms and conditions of free legal aid to ensure a fair and equal system for all. Anne O'Sullivan, Councillor Anne O'Sullivan is with me on the line. Councillor O'Sullivan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks. Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to all in Radio Kerry and all the listeners.
Okay, what exact changes are you looking for? Why do you think the system at the moment isn't free and fair to all?
Well, I suppose the first part that I asked, requested a review of or to be addressed was the amount, we'll say the financial eligibility of the application. And the financial eligibility criteria sets out that a disposable income of under €18,000 a year. Now, that would be income that is left, we'll say, after deductions such as tax and childcare. It's quite a small amount. Okay, it's very, very restrictive, and I think it, you know, prohibits a lot of people from applying and availing of free legal aid, you know, in many, many cases. So that would be the first area that I would ask the minister to review and address.
So that's on the civil, not the criminal. That's the civil legal aid side. You would like to see maybe the disposable income increased to over 18,000,
yes,
and perhaps
Absolutely.
The assets maybe higher than 100,000.
Absolutely, yes, because there is a restriction of the capital of under 100,000. Now, that doesn't include the value of the family, of a family home. But yes, I would be looking at that. Those figures would affect, we'll say, you know, the 21st century, 2025, higher, more realistic figure.
Okay, all right, so you want that change. What about the criminal legal aid side of it?
So with the criminal legal aid side of it, I would be looking at, and you mentioned there, a system that would be fair and equitable to all, and something like a system whereby you could only have access to free legal aid for a number of times. That would have to be looked at, okay, in the overall scheme, and looking at, you know, how what would be deemed a figure that would be convenient and, you know, that would reflect, you know, how often somebody could avail of free legal aid in a given period, whether that is 3 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Do you think that there are too many repeat offenders who are getting free legal aid?
Yes, I do. I do. I think it should be restricted to a maximum number of applications in a given period. I believe that, you know, it is open to, and I don't like using the word abuse, but I do think it is open to being availed of, you know, too freely, maybe, and it would act as maybe a hindrance going forward to, you know, people thinking about, you know, that they have access to free legal aid and they might think of their actions beforehand.
Okay, and that would, you think that would give them pause for thought?
I do. I think it would give them pause for thought. You know, I just think it's a system that is perhaps too freely available maybe to some. And, you know, that they are I won't say protected, but that they are facilitated in some degree by having legal aid available to them. Whereas if there was a restriction on that, I do think it would give them cause to stop and maybe to consider, you know, their actions ahead of time.
Okay. What do you think of the idea, though, and the issue with regards to those repeat offenders? Very often, and I've sat in courts, and many journalists would sit in the courts week in, week out, looking at all sorts of cases that come from district court level to civil court, circuit court level and higher, that mm-hmm. you have people who are sometimes trapped in a cycle of addiction and trapped in a cycle of petty crime. And if you were to disqualify them after, let's say, 3 or 4 times, they wouldn't really, it wouldn't make any difference to them. They wouldn't say, look, you know what, I'm not going to steal something because I won't have free legal aid. That you just make it much more difficult and they would have no representation and increasingly be in a vulnerable situation as a result.
Yeah, I think we need to address their issues beforehand, okay, and to put in place a system of support for those people, you know, who have issues like you mentioned there, whether it is an addiction of some description, you know, that we would put in place measures there to support and help those people, as opposed to them becoming, you know, criminals and deemed criminals because of their addictions. They shouldn't be deemed criminals because of their addictions. They should be afforded an opportunity of care and, you know, a place in which to gain and get support to help them overcome their issues.
Yeah. There is currently a legal aid bill going before the Dáil at the moment, and it's looking to introduce reforms to safeguard the operation of the criminal legal aid system. And the most recent figures that I have for what it cost the state, the criminal legal aid expenditure amounted to $81.2 million. That was in 2022. So around 82 million maybe every year. What would you say to the argument that, look, that is a lot of money, but at the same time, in the wider context of what is a huge, you know, multi-billion euro departmental bill, that it's not the biggest amount of money there, that this is something that it's people disagree with it, but it helps our legal aid or helps our criminal system function properly, that it's a relatively small price to pay for the system to work.
It is, but I think it's money that could be used, if we go back to the argument there about people who have, you know, personal issues, that money could be better spent in helping those people address their issues and overcome their issues, as opposed to paying for legal aid and having them deemed criminals because of whatever personal issues they may have. And, you know, yes, it is. It's a small amount of money in the larger picture, but I do think it's an amount of money that could be put to better use and shared out with the different services in our communities to help people with addiction and, you know, personal issues to access treatment and support.
So that should be, would you have a differentiation then? That would require a different change in our legal system, wouldn't it? If someone keeps coming before, we've seen people with 30, 40, 50, 60 yes. previous convictions coming before the court, that and we've covered this issue on the programme before. They seem to be trapped in this merry-go-round of revolving doors of in and out of prison for 3 months or 6 months or suspended sentence, and then a couple of weeks later they're back up again before the court. That there needs to be a better way of treatment to get those sort of offenders out of the system, including the criminal legal aid system.
Absolutely, and that's what I would be looking at in asking the Minister for Justice to address and review, you know, free legal aid. You know, what is it that we can put in place? How can we work together and work with different agencies in our community to address these matters and these issues and to help these people who are caught up in a cycle? And as you mentioned there, you know, repeat offenders with multiple charges and convictions. You know, what is it that we can do as a community to help and support them, as opposed to, you know, categorising them as repeat offenders? How can we support, help them overcome their issues?
Okay, and what kind of a reaction did your bill or your motion, I should say, get on Monday?
So on Monday, it was, as mentioned there in the news earlier, it was supported by my colleague in Chamber, Councillor Michael Lean. I was also contacted by, you know, and spoken with by colleagues in the Chamber afterwards in support of it as well. And I have been contacted subsequently by, you know, say people in the community giving their opinions on it as well, and of course also, you know, raising their concerns you know, with regard to some vulnerable people who do avail of free legal aid and, you know, afraid that's, you know, service and access to legal aid and advice would be taken from them. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, we have to look at it in the overall context of, you know, what service is on offer, and that we would support and help these people in our community, but at the same time take away, you know, from some the, you know, the crutch that legal aid is available to them regardless.
Okay, all right. And listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about it in the programme this morning. That's Anna O'Sullivan. Councillor Anna O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil, made that call at Kerry County Council's monthly meeting for a review of the legal aid system, both on the civil side and the criminal side, an increase in the thresholds on the civil side and a capping of the number of times you can avail of legal aid on the criminal side. What do you think?